bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Gamer Show. That's our audience here, because of course it is the Gamer Show Awards. We are in a packed Errolston Village Hall this evening to welcome all of the game developers up on stage.
Like if we ever opened this up to a crowd, we would actually get this number.
We would be heckled off the stage by now.
Certainly,
Errolston would have feces thrown at us as well.
Apologies if this is sounding a little tinny tonight. I certainly think it sounds a little tinny. I've moved offices, our studios. Like, let's call it studios. We've moved studios. Studio. We're in Studio 2 tonight.
Who was the company hired to do such a big job?
I did it myself.
Slapdash.co.
I forgot what I was going to say. I've moved rooms over the Christmas period, and I've not put anything up on the walls like posters or pictures and stuff, and so the room sounded a little echoey, so no apologies. Guess. I'm just apologising for the audio files
out
there.
Can me and Sam decorate the room for you? put our own choice of posters up.
Yeah.
I wonder if I still have those pictures that you drew.
Oh yeah.
When we were doing a t-shirt company. Right, okay. Anyway, moving on.
Sam, I'm pretty sure your ball bag of doom could be quite easily replicated.
Okay, right. So we are here to do the 2012 Gamer Show Awards.
Hang on, actually. Just reminded me. Apparently packets of Cheerio had these little characters on the back of them. Uh-huh. And no one factored in Scotland, really, because obviously they're American. But,
the guy
was called Big Boss.
B-A-W-S, yeah.
Yeah, in Scotland, that's Big Boss. And I'm not going to describe what that means.
Yes, you know, it was very good. First of all, we had some feedback, some really good feedback from the Gamer Show quiz. It's been decided that Chiz is not allowed to play next year because it's just unfair.
Hey, I revised for 2 weeks beforehand.
I'm sure you did.
Sad little man.
But we were discussing this in the big show during the week, so I'm just going to play, because I thought Chiz would really appreciate this. I'm just going to play this little clip from the big show this week.
Which we haven't got to the
I haven't got to the right. At some point during the video.
Okay,
sorry, that's just before where I want to be. I've not edited this very well.
You are.
Rubbish.
And there may be a prize. Next to Paul from Scotland on rare broadband connection, mate. Fantastic Gamer Show quiz, mate.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Much enjoyable to do.
He's a frigging god. That was a completely unfair contest.
Cheers just did kind of walk it a little bit.
I think, to be fair as well, even though you were quizmaster, he kicked your ass too.
Well, I put in some real doozies there that I didn't think any of them would get, and he still managed it.
He was like, do you remember Name That Tune?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, with Tom O'Connor or whatever it was. And there was one bit of music you played, and he was just like, is that Half-Life 2? And you're like,
Welsh was he?
So that was Ewan's impersonation of Chiz.
Pretty well done. I was impressed with that.
That's
exactly how it sounded in my head. So.
So I think the quiz went down quite well. So we have had quite a bit of votes, and so thank you very much, people, for voting for us. Not voting for us. Actually, yes, vote for us. Let's talk about this at the beginning of the show as well.
Yeah. The votes, everyone else, but mainly us.
And everyone else. The votes are still open for the European Podcast Awards. If you head on over to the BritishTechNetwork.com's homepage and click on the links there, you will see the links for all the different shows. Just click on those links and that will take you off and vote for all those different shows. There's Mac Show, Big Show, Gamer Show, Media Show, iOS Show and Photo Show. And also, if you close down your browser, you can vote again. And you can repeat that as many times as you want.
Are you supposed to tell people that?
I don't know, but
I worry about this.
Yeah. See, there's three shows that got submitted for us as part of these awards.
Were they the really
awards.
Bad ones? Were they the ones that I wasn't
I can't remember who it was. Let's have a look.
We'll probably win.
We really should be getting on with the show here, but I'm quite curious as to what the shows were that were put forward.
We might be editing some of this bit out of the waiting.
Yeah, it was Le Bon. Le Bon was one of our better ones in our own opinion.
The version was pretty good, I think.
Yeah, and his name is Reggie. So that's the three shows that were put forward for the podcast awards.
So we're just going to play you those instead of bothering to do a show. Hey!
Yeah, this show may be a little bit empty because there's not a huge amount of news to talk about. None of us have bothered, even though it's been a month, none of us have bothered to play. Actually, I was about to say that. None of us have been bothered to play a Bargain Basement game, but Chiz has.
Yeah. Yeah. I shouldn't have bothered.
So we're going to leave that part till next
it
one. So
that's a bit of cricket, though.
We're gonna do the Gamer Show Awards, and then we're going to talk about the games we've been playing over the last couple of weeks, because certainly I've gotten a few from Santa, as does the guys, so we'll be talking about them. We will let you know what games we're going to be talking about, because we might be talking about some new games quite in depth, so there might be some spoilers and stuff in there. But first of all, just push straight on in to the Gamer Show Awards. So thank you very much for voting in your tens. It was really, really appreciated. I am fully aware that
thanks, Steve.
Not everybody. In fact, we haven't had any reviews in a while. I checked today and there's not any reviews. I'm really disappointed, frankly.
No one cares. No one likes us. No one listens to this anymore. It's just the three of us downloading it.
And someone's done the same trick with the vote awards. It's just the same guy as reload his browser and put votes for all these games as well.
To what end? What was he going to benefit from that?
Entertainment. Don't question George. He's just like that.
So, right, we'll move on very swiftly with the first one, which was the Wouldn't Put Down My Bourbon Biscuit For It Award, which was basically, the idea of this one was, which game were we most disappointed with in 2012? So, guesses.
I don't even remember what was in it.
Okay, it was Dawnguard, F1 2012, War of the Roses, Risen 2, Assassin's Creed 3. Sam, I can see you looking. Don't look at the numbers.
I can't see that.
Creed 3 was running away with it the last time, you think. So I think that's won it.
Yeah, Assassin's Creed 3 went away. What only 34% of the vote, actually.
I was going to say Dawnguard. But that's because it's one of the ones that I'd actually played.
Dawnguard was second. What have you guys? Dawnguard was second. So just in a reverse order, War of the Roses getting 1% of the vote, Risen 2 with 19% of the vote, F1 2012 with 20% of the vote, Dawnguard with 26% of the vote, and Assassin's Creed 3 with 34% of the vote. I'm just going to check. That doesn't look like that should be 100. Oh, it is. I thought I'd maybe done something wrong with the adding there. what's your thoughts? Assassin's Creed 3, is that deserving?
Me personally,
no, it clearly
yeah.
wasn't deserving, was it?
No. I mean, like, was it deserving to get that award?
Yeah. For me personally, it has been the most.
Have you finished it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I've given up on it.
It's just, the story's just crap as well. It comes to the ending, which Ruthen might, but, you know, Desmond, he's got a proper ending, but it's just convoluted, mess, rubbish. The whole thing's boiled down to meaningless rubbish, I think.
Yeah. There was nothing new for
me.
Concentrated less on that Connor bloke and more on the badger, things would have been a lot better.
You see a lot of badgers in games, don't you?
Well, it was this one in particular.
Whenever you get bored of a game, you just imagine a badger coming in and just horribly maiming people, don't you?
Yep. Was it Baldur's Gate that you could bring, if you were the druid, you could bring a badger in to help? It was a dire badger.
A dire badger?
A dire badger.
I was playing a game recently where you could. There was some badger in it as well. I can't remember what it was.
It was probably a really good game.
I think it was something of Morgan's, actually, and it was probably just, it was woodland creatures. It wasn't necessarily.
Awesome.
Anyway. So Assassin's Creed 3. Dawnguard, I didn't play that downloadable content. What do you think? Why did that come second?
It was slack.
I didn't mind it too much, but yeah.
I didn't add enough.
It was a linear story which didn't have much exploration, while the new Dragonborn is much, much better.
My main problem with it was that the trolls weren't absolutely nails. I had one of the armoured trolls. It's like an armoured frost troll, and it got its ass kicked by an unarmoured frost troll. Bit disappointed about that.
Hmm.
It was like trained, and it had big spikes on it, and it got its ass kicked.
See, the frost trolls, they scared me away from playing Skyrim.
They were nails.
At the very start of the game, yeah.
Yeah, I wandered up to one. Right, okay, I'll not bother. In fact, no, that's unfair. I then went and played it a second time, and I meandered across a giant who then kicked my ass. So that was the end of
the
that.
The giants don't attack you unless you get too close to them.
He seemed to be walking round and round like a campfire.
Yeah.
And I went across, not realising who he was, because he looked like a dude from a distance, but that was just because of perspective. You know, the cow is near, the cow is far away. yes, anyway. F1 2012 and it's Risen 2 probably getting equal amounts of votes.
F1 2012 has improved since they have eventually patched it. It's better, but right. Still, the game should never have been released in the form that it was released.
But they have to punt them out.
It was massively broken. But I get that, but it was just the same as Assassin's Creed. It was months from...
Too few badges.
Being finished. Yeah, exactly. Patching a badger and we might forgive you.
All right, and finally, War of the Roses is getting a mere 1% of the vote, which means technically that wins.
I think no one has actually played that. That's my suspicion. No one's actually bought that to be disappointed.
Did we not put that in the thing without playing it ourselves?
Yes. because
this was initially, you told us.
Yeah, I know. Initially, during the build up, it didn't just say that it was just solely multiplayer, it kind of hinted that. Well, it just said, this is what it's about. It's about knights and people. And
yeah, because we were thinking it was going to be like a kind of a knights in armour version of Call of Duty.
I would have quite liked a bit of a first player, but no, couldn't be bothered. Just straight into multiplayer. Yeah. And then I noticed recently, actually, there's about two or three kind of clones of it. There's one called Medieval something or other.
Right.
And it just seems to be exactly the same thing. It's poor.
Oh, well. So for the first section, I wouldn't put down my Bourbon Biscuit for award. Congratulations to Assassin's Creed.
Are we going to send them a really badly made turd?
Yes, we will send them something. We will get Sam to defecate in a box.
It holds. Can we laminate it or something?
Laminate it? That would be difficult. Yeah.
Well, we could get Paul to hold.
This is going down a bad road. We're going to leave.
We could get Paul to hold the laminate machine, and you just squat over it.
It's going to be a very thin poo, though. Let's take it to the butcher's and just get it to vacuum pack it.
Anyway, guys, we're going.
Hold your balls off it.
Okay, number two was Game of the Year. Game of the Year. So in that was Walking Dead, Far Cry 3, Halo 4, Mass Effect 3, Dishonored, Black Mesa, and Max Payne 3.
Before you read it out, can we do a who we thought should have got this without going by the votes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Paul?
Out of the contenders, I would have to go with in equal parts... I know this is kind of cheating a little bit, but I think Dishonored and Black Mesa. I think Black Mesa for the tip your hat award almost to kind of go, well done, gents. That was a good shot hit. If Black Mesa had come out as an entirely new game, essentially Half-Life 1, but with the Half-Life 2 engine, I think Dishonored would have won it. But I think I kind of credit where credit's due. The Black Mesa thing was good.
I think they did a phenomenal job.
They did.
Well impressed.
And I mean, the fact that they put the Chuckle Brothers in it was awesome.
Yeah. I give them an extra 10% of the score just for that. There's two of them,
just
five
the
each.
Only time you could ever say that, about including Chuckle Brother content. Chisholm?
Probably Dishonored for me as well. I eventually got around to trying out the Max Payne 3 multiplayer. Was a bit disappointed with it.
Right.
Expected to get my ass handed to me as you do when you first play a game. I did. But even when I started doing a wee bit better, I just didn't feel it was satisfying. Something about it just didn't quite work.
See, I've gotten stuck on Max Payne 3 and I'm really frustrated with it. I spent an hour and a half Christmas Eve, spent an hour and a half trying to get past this one freaking section, and I was convinced I don't like doing this until I played. Once I play through a game once, I'm quite happy to go for a walkthrough, which then shows me like some of the hidden bits and stuff like that. I don't like going to walkthroughs
You should never do it on your
phone. However, I'm an hour and a half in, and I was like, there's something I'm missing here. I am clearly...
Is it guys killing you? Or you
it's one guy every time. I'll describe the bit. And folk are going to kind of be going, oh my God, I can't believe he's gotten stuck there. But it's the bit where just after you... did somebody hear a weird whipping noise there?
Yeah, a little bit. Did you breathe through your nose onto the mic?
Maybe, sorry. Yeah. It's the bit just after you've... spoiler alert, but it's been out for a while, so I apologize.
Yeah, I saw it.
So you've put all the explosive on the pillars holding up this big... it looks like an abandoned factory building or something.
Okay. I know where you are now.
You go up to the roof, and there's kind of a cut scene where you're dealing with, and I forget the chap's name, but it's one of the enemies.
I don't remember the enemy's eye, but he's like second in charge.
General, enemy guy. And then the whole building starts like convulsing and moving and collapsing and stuff. And you're taking guys out, and that's fine. That's not a problem. Happy to do that. There's quite a cheeky little achievement in there as well, which I've gotten. I'm quite happy with that. I was quite happy with that.
The hedge, I know exactly the achievement is. The headshot while you're getting shaken about with the earthquake, which is... You have to do it for pure fluke, do you know? Because I've actually tried going for it and I went, I can't get it.
Well, I've managed it, and I think it's just because I've played, because the bit that I got stuck at is just after that. So when you respawn at that bit. Mm-hmm. So I can't even imagine how many times I have played through that section. So you kill all the guys there, you then walk around the corner and you shoot a guy up to your left.
Upstairs.
A bit blows up, a bit blows up.
You have to go up the stairs and then follow the way to your left and then basically take out the guys that appear in front of you. That you've done it, but you have to do it under a certain time level.
No, right. You take out the guys in front and then one guy comes out with a serious gun and he's wearing a helmet. I cannot kill him.
He's one of the heavies. You just have to nail him or something. Have you got any powerful weapons lying around? Chuck a grenade at him?
Well, the problem is because I'm spawning there, I keep getting my weapons all reset. So I'm basically, all I've got is the options of the guns that I've managed to scoop up on the way past there.
Yeah.
Which best thing I can get is the guy at the top when the whole thing explodes at the top of the stairs. He drops a weapon, but because there's only like unlimited amount of ammo, you end up using that ammo, taking out the other guys in front. It, really, really frustrating. It's,
I think on my second playthrough game, I put on the hardest level and... The rest of the game wasn't too bad to complete, but I think that was the hardest bit to do. Mm-hmm. Like out of the whole game, even the ending, it was quite hard, but this was the hardest bit to do on the hardest setting, and I think it is that guy at the very end, and you just have to... I don't know if I had like a grenade launcher to take him out or not. I think the grenade launcher we get at the very end, but I can't mind what it was, but I remember having a lot of bother. It's basically just headshot him as much as you can.
Well, I've went through so many times, and as I say, I went to
and
a walkthrough.
Under time limit as well.
Yeah, and every time I kind of seem to be... like just kind of popping up, taking a couple of pop shots at him and then ducking down again, the time limit runs out. Mm. So you've kind of got to go in, hit him, bang, 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 and he's dead. You can't really do it tactically. You've just got to kind of go in all guns blazing.
Unless try and keep your slow-mo stuff right till him so you can just stand out and shoot him as much as you can while time slows down.
I've tried all that. I'm just obviously
rubbish. If you keep your limit as high as you can just for that, but try not to use it until... You meet him.
Yeah.
It's easier said than done, of course.
Yeah, I know. I'm just clearly rubbish. So, Sam, what was your game of the year?
Exactly the same.
Dishonored, yeah.
Dishonored and Black Mesa.
And as it happens, everybody else agrees, although not as clear a winner this time, 29% for Dishonored. So The Walking Dead got 4%.
It doesn't surprise me that low, but I seriously think Walking Dead's right up there. I thought it was one of the best games that I've played this year.
Yeah.
I'd highly recommend it.
I'd had heard Roddy from the iOS show. I noticed him talking about it, and he was saying that it was buggy as hell, and I don't remember what he was playing it on.
It has a few graphical sort of glitches when it changes scene. It pauses for a few seconds. It's not quite that smooth, but apart from that, it's not there's nothing as in game breaking.
Did you play it through?
I played it on the Xbox. But apparently it's the same in it playing on everything. But what was other Halo 4, which eventually got around to playing online as well, which is fantastic online as well.
Yeah.
So
wait a minute, I'm going
now
to
that you guys
order.
Have that for Christmas, I'm looking forward to getting a massive game of that.
So The Walking Dead was 1%, Max Payne 3 is 8%. Then the next one was Far Cry 3 at 10%. Oh. Now, Chiz, you were going to talk about Far Cry at the end here.
I'll talk later, but actually that and Dishonored and The Walking Dead, I'm finding it hard to choose which one. Maybe I'll go with Dishonored as my game of the year, but Far Cry 3, I was surprised how good that was and how fun it is. But I'll leave that when I'm talking about it.
They're all really strong contenders, to be honest.
And I'm sure there's loads of other games we've not played that have been fantastic as well, to be honest.
Mass Effect 3 at 15%.
That's right, it's an okay. That got a lot of hate from people from the ending, but it didn't bother me quite so much. I've still
not played for Mass Effect 3.
But it's one of those games where it's about the journey rather than where it's going.
Yeah.
And I think it does a brilliant job of that. And the ending was never, like, these sort of games, even in films and whatnot, there's always going to be people hate it or like it or whatnot, and there's going to be more people going to hate it because it's never going to satisfy everyone.
Uh-huh.
And they maybe could have done
completed it.
They maybe could have done a better job of it. And well, Nancy, they did patch it and release, and what they did in patch release, even though it felt a bad taste in the mouth that so many people whinged about it, that they've got the ending changed. Well, they didn't change it, but they've added more things to it, which I would say does improve the ending and maybe people want to play the game again and whatnot. So, but I thought the ending was serviceable. Maybe not great, but I still loved Mass Effect 1, 2 and 3. So.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Halo 4, 15%. We're going to talk about Halo 4 a little bit more later because Sam has been playing it this the last couple of weeks. But
so it's allowed now.
It's that's a joint third place because Halo 4 and Mass Effect 3 both got 15%. Black Mesa, 22%. As we've already discussed, that's sort of a tip of the hat. Very good job.
Yeah, it's freaking awesome.
In second place. And finally, Dishonored. So most people agree with us that Dishonored was definitely the game of the year.
It's good. So a brand new clever IP.
Yeah.
Getting game of the year for most people. That's definitely good, rather than a sequel.
And went into it and just had a kind of second, just restarted right from the beginning again. But it's just so pretty. Mm-hmm. It's stunning.
It's like a painting. Yeah.
It is. Yeah. It's so gorgeous.
So, on to question three, which was the most anticipated game for 2013.
This isn't a quiz ball. It's not question three.
Sorry, I wrote it. Yeah,
Chisel, okay. Get all competitive again.
Just got 5.
So we had Grand Theft Auto 5, SimCity, Rome 2, Bioshock Infinite, Last of Us, Remember Me, and Metal Gear Rising.
How many people let me down? A lot.
Which one did you go?
Well, you would have been Rome 2. No, actually, it didn't do too badly.
Oh, good.
I'm assuming Rome 2 would be your game of the year. Yeah, Grand Theft Auto 5 was
my most looked forward to.
Yeah, game of the year. Yeah, most looked forward to. Grand Theft Auto would have been mine. Chiz, what about you?
Probably would be Grand Theft Auto 5, although Last of Us and...
Remember Me. Metal Gear Rising?
No, I mean, Last of Us, Bioshock Infinite, and Grand Theft Auto 5, point in that order.
All of them, apart from Grand Theft Auto 5, which I'll play, but I'm not that bothered.
Well, as it happens, Grand Theft Auto 5 walked away with this one, 61% of the votes. Funny. Yeah,
sad little people following each other like little lambs.
Metal Gear Rising only got 1% of the vote. Remember Me, 2%. Last of Us, 3%. Bioshock Infinite, 6%. Rome 2, 7%, and then it jumps up. SimCity getting 20, and Grand Theft Auto 5 getting 61.
I'm all right with that.
SimCity got so many votes.
Yeah, I know.
How many people roughly voted on that? 3.
hang on. It changed because maybe I'll do this next time. You could skip over questions. You didn't have to answer every question.
Oh, boo.
So the total amount of votes here was 427 on that one.
All right.
So it's not too bad.
That's a significant jump, though.
It is. Metal Gear Rising, that seems to be the least anticipated game. Is that, why is that? Is the Metal Gear Rising IP,
well,
Metal Gear Rising?
Because I think it's more of a hack and slash game rather than, say, what a typical Metal Gear game is.
Is it really, right? Okay.
So it's along the lines of it's God of War and Bayonetta. Even it's made by the same guys that made Bayonetta. Right. So Rising looks good, although... Fans of the Metal Gear series might not be quite so hyped about it, although folk who like Metal Gear and hack and slash games might be.
How hyped are you, Chiz?
Yeah, I think it looks quite cool. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
I'm really disappointed about
Remember. I like Metal Gear and I don't mind hack and slash games. So
I'll
give it a shot.
Metal Gear. Not just love it.
Although I was disappointed in Metal Gear Solid 4, to be honest. I thought it was a bit meh.
What console did you buy specifically to play that on?
PlayStation 3.
Yeah.
Was it not the GameCube you also bought for?
Yeah, just for Twin Snakes.
Yeah.
Which was the remake of the original of Metal Gear Solid on the PlayStation.
So I think we can put you in the love market.
I'd say I'm looking forward to what's the news about the new Metal Gear and stuff. That looks interesting.
Mm.
Sorry, bear with me a second. I've just remembered something I was going to do.
No, do it now. Go, Paul.
You're writing notes as we're doing
this. This is bad radio. I don't know, but it's bad.
Okay, so I'm really disappointed that Remember Me and Last of Us got so low votes.
Yeah.
I really am looking forward
Remember
to it.
Remember Me doesn't surprise me because I don't think there's not much advertisement out there for it. You kind of have to hunt for it, or as we did, we kind of came across it. And Last of Us, I'm surprised that didn't get voted more. But I don't know.
Last of Us looks really, really good.
Those two are probably my follow-ups to Rome, to be honest.
Mm. But Bioshock Infinite getting 6% of the votes.
Yep, looking
surprise.
Forward to that.
No, it's been a big franchise, and Yeah, the first one was awesome. Second one was
serviceable, but it wasn't
as good.
It was a different team making it. It's back to the original team.
Yeah,
Ken Levine and whatnot. So it should be good.
Cool. And SimCity getting 20% of the votes. I love the SimCity games. Really looking forward to it, albeit not as much as Grand Theft Auto, but really looking forward to it. I like all those kind of games.
Think that in comparison to Rome.
And finally, Grand Theft Auto 5, as sort of expected, taking the lion's share of the votes with 61%. So, yeah. Well done there.
Little sheep.
The next section, the next award, is the Mobile iOS and Android Game of the Year. So, in this one, we had Fix It Felix Jr., Where's My Perry, Where's My Water, Letterpress, and Wonder Putt. Thoughts on who would win this? This was basically a section I put together because you guys don't really do much mobile gaming.
I downloaded the free version of Where's My Water, and that's about it.
I paid for Waze.
So I'll go with that, seeing it's the only one I've actually played it. It was okay when I was having a poo.
It was pretty good. It is a poo game.
It's a poo game, yeah.
It is a poo game.
It's like, I'll play this for a couple of minutes. Oh, this poo's taking a long time.
A couple of minutes? You? Good hour and a half, son.
Was that a swear?
Son.
No,
good hour and a half.
Oh, good. I thought you said something else. Right, okay. In last position there is Wonder Putt with a massive no votes. Nobody. I strongly recommend, if you've got an iPad, I don't know if it's out on Android, if you've got an iPad, Wonder Putt is a beautiful little golf game.
Well, you didn't vote for it, so it can't be that good.
I didn't vote. I thought that was unfair.
I didn't vote.
Chiz wouldn't have voted. There's no point in asking him.
I did, actually.
I couldn't find the link. It was too difficult. It's a lie.
It was emailed to you.
Was it?
Yes.
I didn't read it.
Oh god, it's more emails on Paul. Delete.
Well, considering last time we did a show, I wasn't even included on the... Oh, he'll never read it anyway. Let's not even send him the show note. Yeah. I had to ask by text this time today, just in case there had been and they'd forgotten to put me in again.
Paul jumped the gun because we hadn't actually set up your replacement yet.
not the weird kid.
We're still shaving the monkey.
Fix It Felix Jr. Got 3% of the votes. I really like this game.
I don't know what that is.
Right, okay, do you know...
Stop typing. Stop it. Stab him, Chiz.
You got a screwdriver.
Stab him with the small black thing that you've yanked off the mic stand.
It's falling off my yellow dildo.
Otherwise known as the mic.
Fix It Felix, you know the Wreck-It Ralph, the game, the movie that's coming out from Disney.
Yep, I'm with you now.
They created a game version of the actual game. It's really, really good.
We've had this conversation before.
So Where's My Perry then got 10% of the votes, which is the version of Where's My Water for Phineas and Ferb, the TV show. It's essentially Where's My Water, just with some slight changes. Where's My Water getting a massive 39% of the votes, and Letterpress winning with 48% of the votes. So well done. Letterpress is quite a cool little game. I think it's iOS only.
Does that surprise you that won that?
No, not really.
No.
Letterpress was a really popular game. We actually pulled down Game Center when it first got launched.
Wow.
Really, really.
I don't think I've even heard of it.
It's an intellectual game, Chiz. I don't think you would know it. The idea is, Sam, you
do
probably
you
would enjoy
letters?
It. Actually. No. You get a grid of five by five.
It should be done for false advertising.
And you've got to find words in that grid. And by finding words, you then take the squares to be your colour. And if you get, and basically you play until all the squares are one colour or another, and the person with the most colours wins. And you can take squares back, so you just have to play until all the squares are used. It's quite good fun. It's hardly surprising.
You should make a note of mobile games for next year's quiz, so I don't run away with it.
Yeah, maybe. Right, and finally, this is the one that everybody was waiting for. The one that got just everybody was like clambering over each other to vote for. This was the Bargain Basement Game of the Year.
Three votes in total.
In last position, Stormrise with 4%. Who had Stormrise?
Me.
Yeah. Are you surprised that was the least? Because you quite enjoyed that, I seem to remember.
It was okay.
These are the less awful ones.
Yeah. Mm.
We didn't put the really horrendous ones out.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. So, Stormrise with 4%, Mystery Stories with 6%. I actually really enjoyed that. I thought that was a really quite
You're
good
a
game.
Sad little man.
Mystery Stories and Mystery of Unicorn Castle are almost identical games. They just got slightly different plots.
You should maybe have redid like for best, rather having best game, but best review of the Bargain Basement game.
Maybe
so people
do that
vote
next year.
Yeah, rather
mostly
having best
we
game.
Can't be bothered to. Though.
Yeah,
he comes round and he's just like. Oh god, it was so awful. Feel drained. Yeah.
Blood Rain 2 with 7%.
Meh.
Who was Blood Rain? Was that Chiz? Was
meh.
That you again? No. Oh, was you?
That's why I went meh.
Mm.
In fact, I think that was my review.
Yeah.
Mystery of Unicorn Castle with 8%, as I say, same as Mystery Stories. Horrendous plot, but so horrendous it's actually quite amusing. Command and Conquer Generals, that was you, Sam, wasn't it?
Yeah.
15%. Surf's Up. 15%.
What's your personal favourite game of the year, was it not?
Bargain
Basement.
Yeah, actually,
I was around at Sam's house 2 nights ago, and Surf's Up is still sitting on like on your desk,
yeah.
Quite clearly having been played recently.
Yeah. It's really not that bad.
Shadowrun getting 23% of the votes.
That was you, wasn't it?
Yeah. Technically joint first, but they're both 23%, but Brutal Legend actually getting one more vote. It's just the way it's come out in the percentages. So Brutal Legend wins by one vote.
Way, that was one of mine.
That was tight.
One vote in it. Both 23%.
That's only one of the only game out of all the Bargain Basement thing that I actually bought when it first came.
Actually, weirdly, most of those are my games.
Yeah.
Are they not? There's a hefty proportion.
Mystery of Unicorn Castle, Mystery Stories of Mine, Stormrise was Chiz. Blood Rain was you. Command and Conquer, Surf's Up, Shadowrun and Brutal Legend. Actually, the majority are you.
Yeah.
So that's the Gamer Show Awards.
I was always
going
to win one thing this year.
We will be sure to be sending publishers something, to even if it's just a letter saying you won. Well done.
Yep.
Here's a packet of Haribo.
Huzzah, sir. Bravo.
So that's the Gamer Show Awards for 2012. Thank you very much for voting. I really, really appreciate you. Voting. Yeah.
Cheers,
that's what I
was going to
say.
Folks.
Chiz voted. We didn't. Well,
no, I said
Chiz.
Cheers.
Oh, cheers for voting.
Can you not hear me?
I've only got one headphone working.
Oh,
right. It's weird.
Okay.
This headphone isn't working. It makes me feel all lopsided and stuff.
I was really quiet at the start as well.
So. You were on my mic.
I was on your mic.
You were on my mic channel.
So I was shouting from here to your mic.
No, you were on my mic channel. Because when I moved the office, I switched all the cables around. And my one's, the volume's really low because I speak really loudly. And Chiz's one, the volume's really high because he speaks really quietly. And yours is in the middle. But you were on mine, so that's why it sounded like
Jesus
you were.
Jesus Christ.
It's like Goldilocks and the Three Freaks.
Oh dear, right, okay.
Chiz was a little bear who spoke very quietly.
The Gamer Show Awards this year.
That was sexually aggressive.
I was about to
so
do.
So true.
I was about to
so
do the sponsor message there. I'm quite glad. Right, okay. So
I'd just like to say that UK2 are not associated with sexual aggression or Chiz in any way.
Okay, okay. So.
I could set up a sponsor, so we are.
This podcast and all others on the British Tech Network for the last couple of years have been sponsored by UK2. They are superb. They sponsor this rubbish, which is just frankly incredible. They do tons and tons of great stuff for the network. If you want to sponsor them, which we'd really, really appreciate it, if you could head on over...
They don't sponsor UK2. The people buy stuff from them.
Sorry, if you want to go and buy stuff from UK2 to support UK2 in sponsoring us, you can head on over to the British Tech Network, click on the sponsors link, and buy all sorts of stuff from them. You can buy VPS, VPN, you get discount codes and stuff like that if you go on the sponsors link on the British Tech Network website. We'd also appreciate if you could log in through the British Tech Network website when you're logging back into your account. British Tech is supported by UK2 and we love them. They are stupendous. Now, before we go on the last show, Chiz's birthday is late October.
Early.
I thought it was the 31st.
No.
Oh, okay. It's
well,
not.
You ruined that.
Chiz's birthday is in early October, and I bought him a present in September. I had to get imported from the States, and it didn't arrive. It then arrived just before we recorded the quiz, and I meant to give him it during the quiz episode. Totally forgot. Texted him afterwards, and this is the first time I'd seen him since then. So I'm going to give him it live on air.
Ooh.
This is a bit sad. So
no, it's gaming related. That's why I'm giving him it now.
All right.
So excited, my balls are tingling.
No, that's just the deep heat.
I was wondering what you were doing.
Gotta get my kick somehow.
Oh, it's a Yahtzee.
Took that long to arrive?
Yeah. That's poor. It's like 3 months.
I'm going to write him a stern letter.
Cool, thanks much. It is a Yahtzee, as in zero punctuation, t-shirt. Of a, looks like
it's pretty awesome, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Image from his Batman Arkham City review, I'd
yeah.
say.
Yeah. It's quite cool.
Awesome, thanks so much.
Yeah, no worries. He gave quite a scathing review, actually, of the Zombie U. He gives everything a scathing review, to be fair. But
I don't know. If you listen to him regularly, you can tell when he really hates something and when he doesn't. Yeah.
He actually was reasonably positive to a degree, and then it kind of twisted round to be...
So
well,
that means
he does that with
it.
All his reviews, though. Yeah. Even games he actually likes.
If he starts pretty positive, that means he likes it.
Yeah.
I would actually highly recommend. I thoroughly enjoy Zero Punctuation. Comes out every Wednesday, usually, and it's about 2 or 3 minutes. If you're of a nervous disposition, or you don't like sweary words, I would avoid it, just as a little bit of a... caveat there. There's lots of swearies and stuff, but it's funny. Anyway, so just to close off the show, maybe a little bit of a quicker one tonight. Sam, what have you been playing over the last few weeks?
Halo 4.
And how have you found it?
Do you know, I quite enjoyed it, but I completed it in 3 sessions. 3 sit-downs.
Yeah, but it's the Christmas holidays, so 3 sit-downs could be days.
It really wasn't. It was just like a few hours each.
Right. So you're getting less than 10 hours gameplay?
I'd say it's probably between 8 and 10 hours long sort of game.
Somewhere around about there. Really wasn't impressed with the amount of time that it took to finish it.
Right.
I also thought...
The past Halos have been roughly that long as well.
Yeah, but I kind of thought from watching stuff about it, videos and things beforehand, there was going to be a bit more to the story. But no, not really. Good game, though. I did enjoy it. It was shooty. I shot things with many guns.
Well,
some of which were completely pointless having in the game. There were some guns that you just never used ever, like the little blaster, you know, the nanotechnology blaster thing. You know, the one that you hold down and it fires 4 shots and it fails to hit anything. I can't even remember what the 4Runner guns.
I think
so the pistol version of that was rubbish.
Did you put it on normal or?
Yeah.
I say like I played through on it was heroic, so legendary. I think you have to complete it first if you can unlock that, which I do at some point. I noticed on heroic was it does force you to use all the weapons because ammo is a little bit more scarce and everyone takes more hits to kill, which I think makes it a bit better because you're forced to use what you've got at your disposal, so I can use all the weapons. Yeah, there's different weapons that I preferred more than others.
The like 4Runner ones just appeared to be slightly fancier versions of the human guns.
There's basically a shotgun, a rifle, and a sniper rifle over them,
Well, the shotgun didn't even pretend not to be a shotgun. No. It just was.
Scattershot, it's called.
Yeah. The sniper rifle was just a sniper rifle. Mm-hmm. Then there's the kind of carbine thing, which is your single shot distance thing.
Yeah,
And then your machine gun.
Yeah, it just kind of varies on how powerful they are and how many shots you've got before you have to reload or there's a cooldown and whatnot.
I have to say, I think I actually preferred the human guns the best.
They're always the most. I'm the same in the past Halos and that one. I always found them a bit more satisfying.
Yeah, definitely. I got Halo 4 as well. I've not even opened it yet, but certainly on the previous ones. There's just something, I don't know whether it's like using the enemy's guns, I don't know. Yeah. I'm kind of like that with most games though.
Yeah.
I prefer using the guns that I'm kind of given from my team, and I don't know whether it's like a kind of...
Rather than zap.
Mm. Any weapons.
Bang! Feels a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pew!
Boom!
I think it's because it's more like, real weapons, and you maybe... Yeah. You associate with them more, because you can imagine kind of what it's like to shoot them, so it's a bit more satisfying, I think.
Yeah, possibly. Maybe.
Although in the past it was Halo's, the alien weapons are more effective against the Flood than what the human and what the humans' weapon were, but against the Flood,
except for the shotgun.
But against
especially
the shotgun, the human weapons are more effective against the Flood. So it was always knew right, we'll get grab that weapon, grab this weapon for them.
Yeah,
and it's a little bit similar in in Halo 4, because I say that the Forerunner weapons are more effective against the Forerunners.
Yeah.
The human weapons are pretty soft against them.
Yeah, except a shotgun.
Yeah.
Shotgun just drops everything. You're getting in close, shotgun.
I felt they've actually they've softened up the shotgun from past Halo. It didn't feel quite as effective.
Maybe.
But then again, I mostly used it against Flood, and it was really effective against them, so maybe I'm just not, because there's just no Flood in Halo 4, thankfully.
They were getting a bit tiresome. Yeah.
But, yeah.
They were irritating.
Cool.
Also, and I'm not going to spoil anything at all, but...
Don't, because Chiz won't like
it. Not at all, in any way.
I'm going to shove this but the, up your nose.
The ending. Uh-huh. Were you a bit disappointed about the ending? Just thought it was a bit poor. Like the last sequence and what they made you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come on, no spoilers, Chiz.
I'd say anything that resorts to quick time is a bit...
See, I didn't want to say that because... Yeah.
I can't believe Chiz did said that.
No, no.
It's ridiculous.
I am furious! I'm not...
Oh, dear. Is that
all we have to do? Oh, someone went off.
No?
Oh, no, he's just pulled my headset out. if that's all we have to do to get rid of him, we should do it more often.
Quite dramatic burst there from Sam is a little nod to F1 Ed Marshall. Thank you very much for your tweets this morning. I read them, me and Sam read them over earlier on. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year as well.
I don't.
Anyway, moving on. Chiz, what have you been playing?
I have been playing Far Cry 3, which is, as I said before, has been surprisingly very, very good.
Sam's broken his headset.
He broke the headset.
No, just one side. Just one side.
You're going to make Morgan cry.
The thing wasn't in all the way. Oh, yeah. XCOM's awesome, by the way. Carry on, Chiz.
Far Cry 3, which is pretty awesome, I would say. What makes it so good is it is kind of an open area, kind of free to do what you want. You've got your set missions, but there's loads of camps and stuff you can go and take over.
Mm-hmm.
You have to wipe out the guards that are in them, and you wipe them any way you want. And there's also a security alarm, so if they set off, you get its reinforcements coming. So if you can deactivate the security alarm, or basically it's free to do anything. The best option I found was to basically be very stealthy and snipe them from distance. And especially because they're poachers and drug dealers and stuff, they've sometimes got there's caged animals that they're obviously going to kill or export or sell to a zoo in China or something. And I don't know, I've just named up China, but that's what happened. But what you could do is you could snipe from distance and shoot the cage, so like a tiger or a bear would start mauling them.
All right.
And there's one time where I would usually take a hit or nearly die at the very start of the game before I take them out. But there was a cage inside. It's not like I forgot what it's called. It starts with a C or something. It's not an emu. Same sort of big bird, but vicious. I think you get them in Australia or something like that.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It'll come to me in a bit. Yeah. The ones with the bone crest at the top of the head, with the blue head.
Vicious things. The one that Lewis really annoyed at Steve Irwin's
Zoo.
No,
that was just an emu. But that was... Oh, no, he did do the other...
Nobody knows what you're talking about, guys.
Oh, dear.
Lewis nearly got decapitated by one at Steve Irwin Zoo.
Well, he really annoyed the emus as well. Yeah. They were anyway, kicking the fence.
They were going for it.
It's pretty scary, actually. The emus are big.
Yeah. But anyway, I shot the fence, and this... Sorry.
Oh, bless you.
Cassowary.
That's it.
Cassowary.
Yep, that's it. Yeah. And I shot its cage, and then it ran out, and one by one, as if it was doing it stealthily, it attacked, I think it was probably random, it just went for each one guy it went after. None of the rest of the guards noticed these guys getting taken out, this giant bird. If you imagine like a stealthy film of magic Bourne or James Bond from a camera view taking people out in the background,
just replace that with a mad
angry bird. just running at him, just going... I think that was...
Yeah, I thought that was a swear.
I didn't notice that. You could have got away with
that. That was a good noise as well.
I know. And I just kind of watched from afar as one by one this bird took everyone out.
That's awesome.
And then
so we're looking at a really dark version of Sesame Street.
Yeah. And then
Big Bird goes blue when he gets angry.
But it was really satisfying just to take out take over that outpost just by releasing that bird and it just mauling everyone. And then when it's finished, it just wandered off, and I thought, I did line up to shoot, and I thought, no, he's earned that.
Yeah. Go, my friend.
Yeah. And I say that the first time, because it's got a cool mechanic where if you want, at the start of the game, you can only carry, there's one weapon and very limited stuff. So to create more satchels and a harness to carry more, it's more weapons and various other things, you have to skin certain beasts and whatnot and make out of them. And one of them I had to get, it was three buffalo skins to make something.
You can't just steal clothes from dead people.
No, apparently.
That might be easier.
Yeah, yeah, but no, but apparently.
That's totally what I would be doing.
So I was hunting a buffalo and I wasn't armed with much ammo at all, and I ran out, and all I was left was my knife. So I was chasing this wounded buffalo along a track. Then all of a sudden a tiger jumped out from the forest and took it down. And then as it was finishing off, I thought, I'm not taking on a tiger just a knife. So I turned around and bailed. And then ran at a whole bunch of pirates who eventually did kill me, but then the tiger turned on them as well. So like the whole wildlife sort of mechanic really adds a lot to it.
Cool.
And the freedom to take out all the bases however you want as well.
When
be
you
as
take
angry
out
bombastic
these bases
or snipe,
claim them for yourself.
Uh-huh.
In what way are they claimed?
There's a friendly tribe that train you up at the start of the game who rescue you and train you up. So you overtake out a
base. Basically, just
they
moving
move
in tramps.
Cheers, buddy. Yeah, they do nothing. And like
just
there's been certain time what
hobos.
Well, there's been times where I've wiped out everyone in the base, and in the process maybe unleashed a bear or a tiger, and then as soon as the base is, they're all gone. All of a sudden, they from either direction driving in their jeep, they go cheers, and then get mauled by the tiger. So I have to rescue them from the tiger and bear. I've just set free.
Well, if they're that close as well, could they not have lent
helped
a
you
hand?
Or at least given you some weapons
that,
or something?
No, you're on your own.
Back with binoculars watching.
Basically, it's basically what they're doing, yeah.
Right.
I've been playing Dishonored.
No one asked you what you were playing.
I know, but I decided to tell you.
It's bloody awful.
I'm really enjoying it.
Are you?
Mm. You completed it, yep.
No.
Half after.
Hours or levels you say you're in?
Are you going to get pissy if I...
Just say what's happening.
See who I've just killed.
No.
The first kind of governor-type chuff, forgot his name now.
Yep.
Oh, that's a massive spoiler right there, then. Oh. Some governor chap.
Religious bloke leader.
Yeah, the guy in the red jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've just taken him out.
Chancellor Campbell or something?
Something like that, begins with a C.
Summon Campbell.
Yeah. No, isn't he the one that takes over?
No.
Anyway, so I've just done that, and actually, no, sorry, I've done the Weeper mission immediately after that, which is like you go down a drain and kill
Did you
two
kill
guys.
Campbell or get rid of him alive?
Oh, I killed him.
Paul doesn't seem to know about the keeping him alive bit.
No,
You can play through the whole game without killing anyone. You can arrange to have them removed rather than getting them killed in various different ways.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Oh, I see what you mean now. I didn't kill him by my hand, if that's what you're asking.
No, he didn't die at all.
No, he is dead, but I didn't kill him.
All right. How did he die?
I poisoned him. Well, I didn't poison him. He poisoned himself.
Yeah, because you swapped
him. All right, okay.
I didn't do anything. I wasn't sure whether that's what you...
There's a way to do it without having them die.
Oh, so you could sneak in and like steal it off of them.
The game would probably still say, oh, you've killed that person, I would say, just by doing that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, see, me and Sam were talking about this the other day. I would like there to be a little bit more... it's very cut and dry. That guy's dead or he's not dead. And the more people you kill, the more rats that appear. Rats are awesome. First time I saw a rat, like the rat's mall swarm thing. I think there needs to be more kind of a like more of a grey area. So, for example, if I kill a guy, like it's let's just say everybody I kill, I manage somehow to move all onto some kind of boat and then take the boat out into the sea and drop the bodies there. Surely that shouldn't affect the rat population.
It's less the rats aren't. Whilst they are rats, obviously, I think it's within the game. It's more of a sign of chaos. Mm.
Yeah.
Of what's his name again? I always forget his name.
Corvall. No, it's you.
No.
The Stranger.
Yeah, that guy. Mm-hmm.
Wandering Tramp.
That was kind of cool. I really like... At the beginning, I was killing everybody because I was like, oh, I love this bow and this crossbow. This is awesome. And I was just shooting everybody. But now I've kind of gotten into the game and the mechanics of it and everything like that. I'm actually finding, making them unconscious more satisfying. And you kind of feel like there's a little bit more skill involved in that.
Yeah, a little bit of a sexual thrill from it.
There's a little bit more skill involved in sneaking up behind somebody.
Yeah, you do.
Shut up. And like making them unconscious and then grabbing hold of them before you go.
Why has he got two legs?
Oh dear. So quite enjoying that. The mechanics of the sword fighting and things like that are very cool as well. There was something I found earlier on this evening that I was going to talk about that I didn't really like, but I can't remember what it was now. Can't remember.
Okay.
Yeah,
that was really entertaining. I remember what it was. I want to know why, if you're standing at a gate, or like a fence or something like that, and it's got like big gaps in the fence, and you can see through it, and you can shoot through it, in theory, if the game allowed, you could stick your hand through and wiggle it about and stuff. Why can't you use your special moving distance
blink.
Thing? Yeah, your blink thing through a fence.
Because I think you still take up the same amount of space. Like you're physically there.
No, because you can pass through people using blink.
Can you?
Yeah, you could put a blink immediately beyond an enemy.
And you just go round it, though.
Well, in which case, why can't you go round that fence?
Because the fence maybe is too long.
No, I've tried it in situations where you're standing right next to the end of the fence
because
and I want to be there.
Programmed it so you can't do it through fences, Paul.
Yeah, I know, but that kind of bugs me.
Deal with it. Metal ruins blink. That's it.
Oh, is that where it is?
Yeah.
Right.
I've decided.
And there's not enough bins. I like binning people. And
yeah,
not
I like
bins.
Binning people.
I'd like, an annoying moment where on my second playthrough, I thought, right, I'm going to play through a game without killing anyone. And on the jailbreak one at the very start, there's one bit in the game where you have to, at the start, you have to blow up, put an explosive on the wall and blow a hole in the wall. And without thinking, the guys in that area, I'd knocked them all unconscious and put them in the bin.
Uh-huh.
But it was just so happened. And then after blowing up the wall, I got to them, yeah, I didn't kill anyone. It came up 3 deaths. And I went, what? I realised, oh, that bin was right next to that wall. I exploded. The shockwave from that bomb must have horribly killed them. And then there was bits where, like, I knocked someone unconscious, and then, like, I thought I didn't kill him, but I realised later on, like, oh, I think he dropped in the ocean. He must have drowned.
Yeah, I do that.
I swear to God, there was one time I did not kill anyone, but I left a pile of bodies, and I thought, like, though it said one death, and I went, did that guy die? Smother him with his mates? Is that how he died?
Right.
I don't know. But
sometimes you can kill them from throwing them down too roughly as well.
Yeah.
Oh, I did that.
I've had a few annoying moments where someone's been on top of a roof, and I went, right, I won't kill him, but I'll shoot him with the sleeping dart. Shoot him. And then he stumbles horribly to his death on the ground, and you're going,
oh, for God's sake.
Bede. I thought it was
something interesting, actually. The first time you met him, Bede killed Sawtooth.
Mm-hmm. Is that who's Sawtooth again?
The gang leader bloke.
Oh, yeah.
Killed him.
I didn't actually.
Because he appears later on.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, just now, because I was thinking about saying this, I was thinking about, can you kill Granny?
No, I've tried.
I quite like to.
She's too powerful.
I enjoyed her on my first playthrough. I'd like to go through and be super nice the next time. And she's just mental.
Yeah, she's a bit.
Did you find it then?
Yeah. Just after speaking to you, it wasn't the bit I was talking about that you thought where I was. No, it was somewhere else. I quite like, there was one point where I was fighting a guy and I cut his head off and then I took his body away and because like I did it kind of quite quietly, but he saw me and I had to kill him and stuff. And I took his body away and placed it somewhere, and then this other guy found me. I'm like, how the hell did that happen? And it's because his head was gently rolling about the floor. And it's like every other game I've ever played, the head, if you cut off a limb, that limb just sort of disappears.
Yeah.
Or NPCs don't really care about it. It just kind of lies there. And it's like, oh yeah, there's an arm. Yeah, it's John's.
I've seen him get suspicious about blood on the ground.
What would be more funny is if they just started a conversation if it was Norman. Oh, so how's your day been, Dave? All right, don't speak to me then.
I also, this is a little tip for everybody. If you find a whale oil canister, do not throw it at another whale oil canister when you're in the vicinity of it. It doesn't end very well.
No. Or just don't drop it even.
Also, at boom. A few moments where I attempted to blink near a guard to kill him, blinked, startled him, then he's fallen off a roof. Oh, does that still count as a kill?
Yeah, I've blinked too close to a lot of guards before, and by the time I've kind of realised that I'm up close and ready to go, they've turned around and started attacking me as well. Yeah. But anyway, I think we've blithered on too much here. We've kind of went over time. So that was basically it for this evening. That was the Gamer Show Awards and what we've been playing the last couple of weeks. We will be back with your regular scheduled programming in 2 weeks' time.
Probably be better than this as well.
Yeah, we'll talk about news and stuff like that. There was a couple of news articles I was going to talk about. PlayStation 3 PlayStation 2 stopped being made.
But you realised that you couldn't actually say it.
PlayStation 2 has stopped being shipped.
Wow.
Which is a bit sad.
Well,
that's the end of that.
No. The in phantom Japan. Pain thing that we've spoken about that at all.
Mm. Well, we'll kind of talk about some of these things at length the next time. Super Mario Brothers 3 maybe coming to Game Boy.
No, we can skip that.
No, I'm quite looking forward to that. Anyway, we will be back in 2 weeks' time. We will be enjoying New Year tomorrow. I hope everybody else enjoys New Year equally tomorrow. Yeah. And thank you very much for listening to our nonsense.
Huzzah!
Thank you very much for Ewan and the British Tech Network for allowing our nonsense on their network. don't know why
you bother.
But we really appreciate it. If you want to catch the network on Twitter, that's at British Tech. If you want to email us, you can email us britishtechnetwork@gmail.com. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Paul Wheatley. If you want to follow Sam on Twitter, he is... Dr. Nasty Flaps.
Yeah, Dr. Nasty Flaps.
I like it,
but mine's pretty boring. I'm up to four now.
Chiz, are you on Twitter?
Yeah, it's your fake one's more interesting than you, isn't it?
Banjo Gorilla 78.
Yeah.
Yeah. Follow him. And
do you know, I was thinking about that.
He's more interested. He's got charisma.
I'm so angry that he had an orangutan there instead of a gorilla.
Oh, dear.
Just
anyway.
Doesn't know his apology.
Happy New Year, everyone, and we will see you in 2 weeks. Good night.
Ta-ra.
Doodle pip.
There's not enough badges and games.